Ja. Okay. Great. Okay. So, what we're going to do, what I wanted to try and do, we'll see if it's successful. I don't know if it will be successful. It might just be too it might be too involved, and maybe this will be a failure, but it's an experiment. We'll see what happens.
That experience.
Okay. So the Leshem, Rav Shlomo Yachiv, who died in 1927, I believe, if I'm remembering correctly, the Rav Yachiv we know, his grandfather, who was the paramount Litvish Mekubal of his generation.
Who was in the purple? You said in the couple?
Mekubal, yeah. He
Oh.
wrote. He was a Mekubal. He was Rav Kook's Rebbe in Kabbalah. He was a very, very, very big person. He wrote quite a few important Svarim on Kabbalah. And so he has, in two different places, he has a discussion of the connection between Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and Baruch Shem Kivod Malchusov Yolam Vaed, and connecting those back to the idea of Hashem Hu Elokim, okay? Which of course is the crescendo of Ne'ilah in 48 hours from now or so. That's always it's a high time. It's fantastic. I've loved that since I was a kid. I've loved it since I was a kid. I think what he has to say about it is really deepens the whole understanding of what is actually going on when we're doing this, and why we're saying these three things together, and what they're actually doing, and how they connect to Yom Kippur. He doesn't specifically connect it to Yom Kippur, but we'll try to connect it to Yom Kippur as well. I think the connection will be sort of obvious.
Well, the question is really the third one, because that's not part of our usual shemas.
What?
You're saying in general why we say them, or why?
Why do we say them at the very end of Yom Kippur in general? Why say any of these things, right?
Well,
We're not saying Shema. We're not saying the three parshios of Shema. We're going to daven Maariv in 2 minutes anyway. I'm going to say Shema.
well, like that you're giving a share on it specifically because it's those opportunities when you're at the highest point. If you can take advantage of those situations and pull it with you the rest of the year, week, whatever it is.
Exactly.
Like Shalosh Shuddos, people kind of
Okay.
overlook it,
Right.
thinking, okay, it's just another meal, it's whatever. You understand what's going on?
Right.
That's
So at the
yeah.
same time, I think once you say that, I'll just add a caveat or a
Yeah.
caution on the other end, which is you can also kill that whole time by overthinking.
Sure.
Okay. So I think the way to approach this is we'll learn what he has to say about it. And whatever we take from it, we take from it, and whatever happens to stick for the next 48 hours, so that it's there when we get there on the Ela, great. And whatever is not, and it's probably counterproductive to try and go like trying to search for it and like get that if you're not getting it. You know what I mean? Okay, good. So, I made photocopies. I wanted to learn it together inside. Number one, because I don't really possess the capacity to restate this kind of stuff in my own words and just talk about it on my own. His words are much better, and it gives me some cover. And number two, the truth is that the way he puts it and his
Very
words,
concise.
no, not concise at all. He's a long-winded writer. But part of the reason he's not always a long-winded writer, but often he's a long-winded writer. And part of the reason why he's often a long-winded writer, especially on certain topics, is because it's almost, you get the sense, and you might get the sense as we learn through it, you get the sense that he is almost writing in some kind of obsessed, passionate trance of some kind. He's just passionately obsessed with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's just born out. It's not structured. It's not careful or anything like that. Okay. So we're gonna start where we have the little letter hey. We're gonna skip around for a little bit, at least in the first on the first page. We're gonna skip around a little bit, and then on the second page we'll learn it more straight. But he, I don't want to spend time talking about what he's commenting on. I should introduce. This is so this is a section from a sefer he wrote called Chelek Habir. All of his books were called the Leshem Shavo V'Achlamo, which is what he's known by. All of his books are named Leshem Shavo V'Achlamo with a subtitle. So it's Leshem Shavo V'Achlamo Chelek Habirim. Chelek Habirim is his commentary on Eitz Chaim, on the Arizal's Eitz Chaim. Okay, he wrote in this print in this edition. He wrote about 400 pages on the first. Fifth of Eitz Chaim.
Wow.
Okay, so less than a fifth of Eitz Chaim, actually. Eight Sharim, seven, eight Sharim.
Just to get an understanding, the Eitz Chaim itself, as far as Sforim, how big is it?
The Eitz Chaim is a one volume, it's a couple hundred pages. The whole Eitz Chaim is a couple hundred pages.
Okay.
Wow. In my edition of Eitz Chaim, I think, so I'm in the left, I'm on page now 153. Mm-hmm. I think this is page like 25 in the Eitz Chaim or something like that. He writes a lot. Okay,
yeah.
So in any case, I don't want to talk about exactly what he's talking about in what the Arizal is talking about in Eitz Chaim, where he jumps off and starts discussing this. Okay, I don't want to start with that because it's involved and it's technical and it's not worth talking about. But he said the Arizal says the following. The Arizal refers to the number 50, or really two times the number 25, and he says the hain bay these two number 25s the hain bay zichudim shema ubar shem kavod malchus olam bay. Okay, the number 25 two times is the two yehudim. The two unifications, the two unities of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that are contained within Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Tov Yolam Ba'ed and Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. The idea being there are 25 words, excuse me, there are 25 letters in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, no, 25 words, 25 letters, 25 letters in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And with Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Tov Yolam Ba'ed, you get 50. That's what the Arizal says. Okay. Now the Leshem starts off by making a very obvious question. If anyone bothers counting, if anyone bothers counting, there are 25 words in Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and there are only 24 words in Baruch Shem letters in Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Elyon Ba'ed. Yes. Okay. So the numbers are off. Okay, but before that, he says, Mezohar HaKadosh v'tikunim ha-nizkar, mashma, from the Zohar and from the Tikkuni Zohar, it seems, shechoshev hanun asvan rak al yidei habez pa'adam dikriya shma erev avoker. So he says that from, there are places in the Zohar, two places, a couple places in the Zohar, where it seems like that we're getting the number 50, not from Shema and Baruch Shem, we're getting the number 50 from the two times a day we say Shema. Okay, so that works out. Right, okay. That's Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Echad in the morning, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad in the evening. That's 25 and 25, and in the morning and in the afternoon, over the course of the entire day, we're miyached this 50. Okay. V'chein mavur behedya b'tikunim on and this is explicit in the Tikkuni Zohar on Nun Beis Amud Aleph. Avo medivrei harav mashma. However, from the words of the Arizal, it seems. Shechoshev hanun asvan that we count the 50 letters b'shema with Shema ubaruch shem kol malchus olam ba'ed and with baruch shem. That's where we get the 50. Okay, and he says ubaruch shem kavod malchus olam ba'ed einam ba'emes el rach chafdalet asvan. Truth is, of course, that baruch shem is only 24 letters. Okay, only 24 letters. K'masha kasa b'zohar kadosh v'eschanan v'chein hu b'zohar kadosh truma. Ayin Sham Baruch, right? And this is made clear in several places in the Zohar, where the Zohar takes note of the fact that there's a disparity between Shema and Baruch Shem. Shema has 25 letters and Baruch Shem has 24 letters. V'choshev Sham, it counts there, it evaluates there. Shema u'Baruch Shem, u'Baruch Malchus Olam Ba'ed El Rach u'Mementes. Right? It tells us there that Baruch Shem and Shema together are only 49, they're not 50. They're not this complete unit of 50. It's only 49, as you would get when you put 25 and 24 together. Okay. Now, I just want to speak out for a second what the Zohar says over there, just a little bit. The Zohar, in Parshas Truma at least, is talking about how the Mishkan is made up of 25 units. Okay, the Mishkan is made up of 25 units. There are the 12 Avanim, there are the 12 stones on the Choshen, each of which is a different kind of stone. And based on what the Torah lists, there are 13 other materials that are used in the Mishkan. So there are 25 units. So 13 total. So there's a total of, if you take the 12 unique stones plus the 13 other materials, there are 25 unique things that constitute the Mishkan. Okay? And you make different things out of the same materials, but 25 unique raw materials that make up the entire Mishkan. Okay, and based on that, the Zohar says that, as follows. He says, Vamar Shamsay, Memtes Tron, Baraz of the Obla, these are the 49, the 40, Bar Shem and Shema, which make up 49. These are the 49 truas on the shofar, not getting into it now. Vahim Neged HaMemtes Panim Darai, so this is also Keneged, the 49 different faces of Torah. Okay, again, not for now. Umuvur Sham, and it explains over there in more depth.
So basically, sometimes he's using the 49, sometimes he's using the 50. He's saying he's utilizing them.
The Zohar is telling us that, is emphasizing to us that there's that Baruch Shem and Shema make up 49.
Right.
And these 49 are Keneged, the 49 shofar blasts and 49 panim of the Torah. Again, what these are right now is not important, right? Okay, but then he says, the Leshem says, and the upshot of the Zohar there is, Bizeh Talui Iker Hachisaron, in this idea that Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Sol Yolam Ve'ed is 24, so we're up to 49, we're missing a number. This is what the Chisaron L'Shleimus HaTikun Da Malchus depends on. This is what the deficiency in the completion of Malchus rests on, okay? Malchus being our reality. Malchus is always the lower reality or the lowest point at which the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is then being reflected back down into something concrete. So the chisaron of our reality, what's deficient in our world, is a product of the fact that we have Shema is 25, Baruch Shem is only 24, and so we're missing one. Okay, so we're always missing one. It's basically the Zohar's point. We're always missing
one. Because we're going to be short one within us.
Within us and within, yes.
That's right. 50.
Exactly. Ah, okay.
Are you saying I'm getting that bunch of?
No, it's not. So that's not what he says with 50. Right.
Like every
okay. So that's a different part. That's a different part. That's not what he's saying.
Once you have them, once you recognize Baruch Shem Kol Machzor Yolam Vayed, that will turn into the highest. I mean, Vayed should be number 49 if we count it. Shema would be one. The dollar
and Vayed is 49. Right.
So 50 would be within us.
Okay. So there's interesting. Okay, good. Yeah. So that's the good Hasidic. It's not what he's going to say. It's not what he's going to say. No, but it's a good, right. It's a good part. And in truth, that's why the Chisaron is there in the first place. Exactly.
100%. That is why the Chisaron.
100%. So he's going to describe where the Chisaron gets. He's not going to be focused so much on how we fix the Chisaron. He's going to focus a little bit more on the movement from the chisaron to the shleimus, right? Okay. Why? Okay. Because again, we are saying the Arizal is telling us that Baruch Shem and Shema is 50. It's the yichud of 50. It's nun shari bina. It's the yichud of 50. So we're going to have to come up with an explanation for why the Arizal is talking to us as if Baruch Shem and Shema is a complete 50. But if you count the letters, we have only 49. Exactly. Okay. Okay. Va'omid ata. The nowadays, in our reality now, in the present time, all of the tikkun that has been accomplished, all of the fixing, all of the completeness that has been achieved, no matter how much we fix, it's always going to stand in the yichud of Shema and Baruch Shem only at 49. Right. That's whatever we do. We're right. It's like
basically like no matter what you
no
do,
matter what we're always right.
You're always gonna have the cluster.
Look at where we are. Look how terrible things were 100 years ago, 1,000 years ago, 2,000 years ago, 5,000 years ago.
Yeah.
Things have been improving, and we're still so far away. Things are still messed up.
What improve in what sense are we?
Humanity is improving. The world is improving. The world is
that
developing.
Sense.
Morality is
technology,
improving.
Technology, like what do you mean?
Everything.
We're going backwards in many areas.
We appear to be going backwards in many areas. Everything that matters, we're improving. Everything that matters, we're improving.
What matters?
What
matters?
Humanity.
Morality.
Morality.
Yes, Rafik has long, long Torahs on how all of history, we are far, far better now.
Sure. I'm not saying he's correct, but I just heard a shir where somebody, doesn't matter who it is, made the argument that compared to previous generations, our emunah is not even close.
A morality.
Worse.
Our emunah, I don't, okay. Whatever, I don't want to...
Okay, you don't
want to
get into.
I don't want to get into all.
But you say overall, you
want to
say that.
No, I would say Amuna. Our Amuna is moral, but whatever. Whatever. Amuna is circumstantial, right?
Right.
You have to look at it in context. Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So, V'ena magia l'shar chamishim. We're not getting. We can't get to the shar chamishim. We can't get to the full 50. Shehu abatina the kovako. This, which is the aspect of 25 and 25 together. Okay, we can't get there now, right? We're not there. We can't get there. We always get a little closer, and as we get a little closer,
something
only
happens.
Like nuclear half life, right? You remember nuclear half life
yeah.
from like high school, right? So, right, atoms decay halfway,
right?
And but they're always decaying at it. So they never get to full, right? You're always just decaying a little bit more. You never really fully get there. Okay, va'amar sham zelishoma. So this is what the Zohar says here. I'm going to read it. I'm going to translate it. I'm not going to try and explain it other than like the main points that are helpful to us right now.
Okay.
So he said this is what the Zohar says about this idea. Uberaza ilad yichuda, the secret of this higher yichud. Goif ve'iskin Moshe chaf he aspon. Moshe engraved and fixed and set up 25 letters, Beraza de Psuka de Yehuda, de Ksiv Shema Yisrael, in the secret of the Pasuk of the Yichud of Shema Yisrael, the Inun Chaf He Aswan, in these 25 letters, Galifan Mechakakan Beraza de Le'ilam. And these 25 letters he engraved in the secret of this higher Yichud. Okay? Yaakov Baleskan Olitata. Then Yaakov came along and wanted to do the lower yichud. He wanted to fix the lower world. Hey, Yaakov is always Akev, right? So Yaakov is always more here. Moshe's fixing the higher yichud. Again, not explaining. Just we'll use it in a second. Okay, Yaakov wanted to come and fix the latata baraz of yichud. Yaakov wanted to come and fix the lower world in the secret of yichud. V'iskin b'chaf dalet asan. He came and he fixed the lower world with 24 letters, right? Moshe fixed the higher world with 25 letters. This is the 25 letters of the the 25 aspects of the Mishkan. Yaakov wanted to fix the lower world, and he only had 24 letters to do it with. That is Baruch Shem. Okay, in other words, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That is the tikkun that Moshe accomplishes with 25 letters of the higher Yichud. And Yaakov uses Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ba'ed, which is only 24 letters to fix the lower yud. Okay, whatever that means, right? Okay, below Ishlim L'chafei and Aswan, and Yaakov didn't complete it to 25 full letters. Begin the Ad Lo Estakan Bishkana, because he couldn't bring the 24 letters to a full 25 letters until there was a Mishkan. Kevin de Iskin Mishkana de Ishlim. Once the Mishkan was set up and complete. Mila kadma dahava nafik mine, the first words that emerged from the Mishkan, kad ishtalim la milel ela b'chaf he asan. They didn't come out other than to complete the 25 letters that were missing in the lower yichud. Okay, to have a full 25 letters in the lower yichud. What are the first words that come out of the Mishkan? Lachzad hu ashan da ki gavna b'le'el, to show through that the first words that come out of the Mishkan that the lower yichud is now reflective of the higher yichud. The higher yichud is complete with 25 letters. The lower yichud is now complete with 25 letters due to the Mishkan. Dichsiv, as it says in the Pasuk, Vayidaber Hashem Elav Me'oa Mo'ed Le'mor. Those are the first words that come out, so to speak, of the Mishkan. Ha Chafei Asan, 25 letters. Okay, so the first thing that comes out of the Mishkan is 25 letters, and that tells us that what Moshe accomplished in the higher Yichud up there, so to speak, has now been accomplished down here through the creation of the Mishkan. Okay, fine. Okay, now I'm going to skip. I'm skipping down about a little less than halfway through the column. It says the word vihine.
Vihine, it's underlined.
Oh, yeah, it's underlined, right. Yes, you have my copy. Right, okay, vihine. Right, vihine. Ad shelo hukam ha-mishkan lo nishlama ha-malchus ela b'chaf dalet. Until the Mishkan was created, right? Until HaKadosh Baruch has a dira b'tachtonim, right? Avasuli mikdash v'shachanti b'socham. Until that point, the malchus, right? Our reality, the lower reality, it only had the 24 letters. It was missing a letter. It was missing the 50th gate, so to speak, right? The last thing that's needed for it to be fully complete. Last aspect that needs to be expressed in order for the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu here in this world to be fully apparent. Okay, v'lachin, Amar Yaakov Avinu, al v'shalom baral shem kavod malchus olam ve'ed. That's why Yaakov until that point is saying baral shem kavod malchus olam ve'ed, v'tikun yichud rak b'chaf dalet asan. And he's only being masakin the yichud of our world only with 24 letters, not with 25 letters. It takes the Mishkan, which is the full dira b'tachtonim, full HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shechina is revealed here in the world through the Mishkan. It takes that to bring it to 25 letters. Okay? Kiloya Efshar Adayin Laham Shechaleh Shar HaElyon Shar HaChamishim HaNikra Keser Elyon Ad Shenasa Mishkan. Because Yaakov wasn't able to bring down, to draw out the highest gate, the 50th gate, the highest gate, the one that completes this full Yichud, which is called Keser Elyon, until the Mishkan was created. Right? Once the Mishkan is created, now HaKadosh Baruch was here. Okay. Avo Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom, Ba'asiyas HaMishkan Tikken Oso B'chol HaChafekum. But by Moshe building the actual Mishkan, that is, completes the Tikkun to the full 25 letters, 25 aspects of the Mishkan, HaKadosh Baruch Hu being expressed in 25 different raw materials, so to speak. The Mishkan representing the totality of all reality, depending on how you look at it symbolically. So now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is fully expressed through the Mishkan in this world, and now there's a full Yichud here, right? There's nothing, right? Meaning, what does it mean what does it mean when we say that there's a Chisaron in the Yichud in Malchus? So a Chisaron in the Yichud here in this world, that here in this world, what we see, what we experience is not pure HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's what it means that there's a pirut. Now there's something other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? There's delicious poppers. I eat the poppers, I get carried away by the poppers, and I'm not thinking about God anymore, right? I can think that the poppers are delicious and it has nothing to do with God. They're just so good. Okay, that's a reality of our world. That's what Malchus is, right? That we have a physical reality that is created by the fact that there is limited perception of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And a complete yichud, and that means that there's different things, right? So there's poppers, and there's potato kugel, and there's tables, and there's chairs, and there's happiness, and there's sadness. There's all the different things that we experience, and we don't experience them as a unity. We experience them as separate realities. So that means there's no yichud. There's a lack of yichud. Right now, sometimes we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sometimes we see these things, and we do experience bits and pieces of the yichud, right? But it's only chafdal, not the whole thing. Then the Mishkan comes along, Moshe builds the Mishkan, and the Mishkan now achieves that complete, now for anyone who's willing to see it, it's there, right? It's out there, it's being expressed, it's apparent, it's shining through in a very intense way. Okay, fine. Now I'm skipping again. V'cholze, I think it's not... No, a little bit higher than that. About 10 lines higher than that. V'chol zeh.
Yeah.
Here on the end of the line. V'chol zeh haya b'yom shehukam ha-mishkan. So this unity up to the chafei, right? The complete unity. This happened on the day the Mishkan was built. Ayidei Moshe Rabbeinu Olav HaShalom. U'kamosh kasa b'tikunim sham. Like it says in the Zohar. Romamos el begronam becher pithios biyadon di'i kriya shema charva di'lach. Kriya shema is your sword. V'os tikna la. debak, Ketilah Lemitzri, and Moshe used to write a letter to kill the Mitzri, if you remember, right? He used the name of Hashem, write a letter to kill the Mitzri. This is, by the way, where this whole yichud comes from, that the Torah says that he turned ko the ko.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And saw that there was nobody there.
Right.
Right? That ko the ko is two chafes, it's 225.
Oh, that's interesting.
Okay, that's where this comes from. Okay. In any case, harayu duchse vayifen ko the ko, v'yach es ha-mitzri, and he hit the Mitzri. Okay. Amnon, right, and hitting the Mitzri is the revelation of the complete yichud, right? A meitzar is the thing that holds back the yichud from being seen. It's the constrictions that prevent us from seeing the yichud. So he looks ko v'ko, and then he can hit the Mitzri, and now the Mitzri falls away, and the Jew is saved, right? So now that's the full and complete yichud that we're talking about. Okay, Amnon. However, ata ein bi'adenu l'sakna. Now we can't do this. Right now, we can't fix things to that level. We can't see things to that level. We can't perceive the yichud of ever this way. Right. Elarak b'chafta al levad. Right now, in our reality, we only see 24. We can only ever experience 24.
The same way Yaakov Avinu.
The same way, yeah, exactly. The same way as Yaakov Avinu, right? We're pre Yaakov turning into Yisrael. We're pre, right? Like, we're still stuck.
We have the same issue.
We're stuck. Okay, Shein Mem Tesim Shema Yisrael, which is only 49 if we take it with Shema Yisrael. Okay, so now, Kibish Fil Shar Hanun, Kamash Kazavazar, Truma, Kaflam Tes Bez, and Iskar Begras, Vamar Od Hagra. So the Vilna Gaon explains in his Parish on the Zohar, he says, Bedibra Masvil, Vagad Iskaris, Ki Bishvil Shar Hanun Shechasar Nishbru Haluchos Bechar Bezim. Right, and so now what the Gra tells us, what was the destruction, what was the breaking of the first lupos, what was the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash? Those are consequences of this chisara. Okay, when we only have chaf dalet, when we're only seeing chaf dalet in malchus, when we're only seeing we're seeing a chisara, we're only seeing 24 aspects, not all 25 aspects, then inevitably the first lupos, which are a complete and total Gilui of HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. That was
right?
Moshe Rabbeinu.
What?
He was 50.
He was 50.
Right, and he broke down the
But we messed it up. We broke those luchos, not Moshe, right? We break them.
Right.
Right? Because why are we breaking them? Because after the revelation of Anochi and Lo Yehi Lecha, which causes us all to die because all of reality melts away. There's nothing. There's no separate. Forget. We couldn't handle it. Yeah, but that makes it like we're funny things.
Yes.
But not in a negative way. It's what was being revealed in Anochi and Lo Yehi Lecha, Dibur Achas, etc. Was something too profound for life to exist separate from the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Nothing exists. Nothing is separate anymore.
The Lucha came to us. It was too
so we melt. We melt into the energy, right?
I don't know where he's going. Obviously, you're not going to tell us yet. It's going to be interesting to see where it all ends up. But I would make the argument. And I'm sure you're aware that we're in theory we're in a better position to rectify it than Yaakov Avinu was
because
of two things that they kind of go hand in hand. One is we have the Torah. He didn't have the Torah as we have it today. They all have Torah. And we do have, we don't have a base of Middash, but there is such a thing as a Middash Mahat, things like that. Tertum learns Torah, it's as like, you know, he's with the Shekhinah, things like that. So there is room to say that there is a higher level of rectification, but maybe not enough to.
Sure.
Like
there's
you
a
said,
higher,
to get
there,
to that
there's
point.
Opportunity for higher levels of rectification because we're coming from it from a more chisaron place.
Right.
So there's more opportunity to do bigger fixes.
Right.
Yeah. Right. But so that's the secret of the breaking of the lupus, and that's the secret of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash.
The secret of the chisaron.
When that chisaron becomes manifest, then the things that exist that allow us to push past that chisaron, they go away.
I don't know if this is going part and parts of what you were talking about before, but I found it kind of interesting because you mentioned that the Mishkan was the allowed for the unification. But in theory, prior to the aver of the Egel Hazav, there is
very good. Yes,
you would not have needed.
You would have not needed a mikvah. So he doesn't say this, but I and I'm not saying that he is saying this, but you can definitely take that this idea and say, well, the Mishkan is really just a consolation prize,
right?
For after you lose the first luchos, what happens?
You need a backup plan.
You don't have a Mishkan, right? What was the Mishkan? The Mishkan was a building separate from me and you,
right?
And we can get Chaf Hey, a complete yichud
by going to
the Malchus, going at the building, but the building is not me,
right?
I have to go to the building. I'm not at the building all the time.
Right.
Before the Chet HaEgel, we had the luchos rishonos.
Right.
We have the Luchos Rishonos, and under the Luchos Rishonos, which is a complete giloy of the full Yisrael of Chaf Hey,
everything. It's
I'm the Mishkan. You're the Mishkan.
Right.
There's no
separateness. We also have. We don't forget anything. We have all.
Exactly.
We have everything.
Exactly.
We have the Kershav.
Exactly.
Stop Kershav. That's
exactly.
All there. Right?
Exactly. So you could say, and this helps explain some of the other points he makes further. You could say that even with the Mishkan, even with what the Zohar is saying in the Mishkan, it's saying Moshe creates the Mishkan and brings it to 25. 25 relative to the 24 we had before, but it's not really full 25, right? Because relative to what we had after the first Luchos, the Mishkan is a pale comparison, right? Relative to Yaakov, without any Mishkan and before Matan Torah, etc., this is 25. Right, we've got it.
We hit it, but
relative to what life looked like, or what things look like after Luchos Rishonos, before the Chet HaEgel,
right.
Mishkan's not it. Still missing. That's what we're still trying to fix.
Oh, interesting.
Right, that's what we're still trying to fix.
Okay. Well, that is a little interesting though, because you do have that aspect of the different portions discussed, the Basi Lagani, that it did rectify to the point where it was considered kaidim achet in certain aspects.
So he has long discussions about this idea before. He thinks Luchos Rishonos, Matan Torah before the Chet HaEgel, was kaidim achet.
Okay.
That took everything back to kaidim achet, and that's what we're working to get back to. The Mishkan is a Beis HaMikdash. The Mishkan is a tool to help us get there,
right?
But it's not the end goal.
Right. Okay.
Right, we're eventually going to move past the Mikdash. Mishkan is we're going to have a mikdash again, and then we're going to move past that further.
That's what he wants to go.
Yeah,
on.
That's
Mashiach
will come with
I find
the
it so fascinating
with
we
the
don't really know what's
with the Elah Hashvi, etc. But there's many alafim, there's many millennia after the seventh millennia when Mashiach has to come, and those are much higher levels than Yemos Mashiach. But in any case, fine. Okay. The Oz. And then, as a result of the breaking of the Luchos and the destruction of the Mikdash, Hayu Nun Shari Bina, the 50 gates of Bina, right? This complete Yifud, the Shema Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ba'ed, they're missing. V'lachen, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ba'ed, V'chashai. This is why we always say Baruch Shem quietly. Why? Because that is a symbolic expression of the missing gate, of the missing 50th, right? That's why we say it quietly. We can't express it fully.
Except
it's not here fully yet. Except on Yom Kippur, right? He does not talk about this. It's not talk about Yom Kippur, but yeah, obviously, right? Obviously.
And why in Yom Kippur, yes?
Where are we on Yom Kippur? That's going to be the whole point,
right?
We have access the full 50.
One day a year.
We're living in the space of the full 50. This
because
is
of the day, because of the day itself.
The day itself and the way we and
Wait,
the way we
the
observe the day, right? We're observing the day in a way that builds into this, right? This is no different, right?
Very
trying to get back.
Luchos
Rishonos,
we don't sit.
But people who don't sit, right? Like we're malachim. Right, malachim, not in the sense of like we're not human and therefore we're malachim. Malachim in the sense of we're melting into it, right? There's nothing. There's not.
We're focusing on spirituality.
There's no
oxygen. Right.
Exactly. Okay. Fine. No. Okay. So fine. So I'm skipping a little bit more, and soon we'll get to the next like paragraph, and we'll go straight from there. Okay. Amnon. Kavanas harav hu beemes eino shehu atzakim. So the kavana of the Arizal, when the Arizal says Baruch Shem and Shema are 50, certainly the Leshem says, certainly his intent is not to say that we're there now. Shema Baruch Shem is 50. He's not, he doesn't mean to tell us that we're at 50. Can't be at 50, right? We can't be at 50. Ela kavanaso hu rak lefi atikon haroi. What he's saying is that once, that at some point, kefi atikon haroi, the way things are supposed to be, Baruch Shem and Shema together will make 50. Okay? They don't now. Now, in fact, we count the letters and there's only 49 letters. But actually, no, there's 50. There's 50. We're not there yet. We're not there, but we will be.
Where's the 50th?
I couldn't possibly tell you, and I couldn't possibly understand it because I can't see it. And, right? Like when we get into the space of we're at the 50, we'll see the 50.
Think grammatically.
Wow, but you're stuck in something. That's being stuck in period, right? Meaning that's one, two, three, four. Okay, good. But we're talking about a reality in which all of that melts away. Right, the kind of reality where we say that all of this, the entire Torah is just one long name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Right, okay. That reality is, oh no, what do you mean? It says Amar, Moshe. Okay. No, it's one long name of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. We don't see it that way, but there's a perspective. There's a perspective from which that's all you see.
I got you.
Okay. Okay. Ki be'imsha yinu zochem. If we were zocha to this, hayakol hanun sharim be'elu abez yukudim d'shma baruch shem kol masal emet. If we were zocha to it, if we merited this, if we were able to see it this way, if we got lucky enough to see it this way, right? This is not something we can get from hard work. I think that's also important. This is clear from other parts of the Leshem. This is not something you can get through hard work and svar balanish. There's nothing in the world that you can do good enough that can get you to that 50th level. Can't happen. That 50th level comes from where? Only Rachamim. Okay, it comes from Rachamim. It comes from V'chanos yes asher achon v'richamti yes asher arachim. I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, do whatever the heck I want. You don't deserve it. I'm going to give it to you anyway. That's the only place you can ever get it. Because how can a human being ever achieve such a thing? You can't. Okay? Fine. So, okay. As we said, based on the Gra's explanation of the Zohar there. Okay. Fine. Okay. At the very, just the last few lines of this paragraph, and then we'll go straight after. Okay. But yichud shel Shema, who neged shar hakamish. This yichud, the yichud of Shema, Baruch Shem and Shema, is Keneged is Keneged the 50 gates, the Nun Shari Bina, the 50th gate. Umitsarif Kavanas Hayichud Lamemtes Osios Varehin Nun Vizehu Kovako. So he says that another way of understanding what the Arizal is telling us over here. One, right, the Arizal said Baruch Shem and Shemar 50, right? And I count them and they're only 49. And the Zohar itself tells me there are only 49. So one way of understanding what's going on over here is to say the Arizal is talking about something we will have, but we don't have now. Another way to understand what he's saying is, the legend says, another way to understand what he's saying is that the Kavana of Shema gives me the 50th. There's 49 letters, and then the Kavana is that 50th element. Okay, and that's where the 50 is. It's not in the letters alone. It's the letters plus the proper
Kavanah. So I was thinking that the problem is that we're making two separate elements. One's Shema, one's Baruch Shem. So it's really two separate.
So the whole next section is going to explain why, yes, we start off with two separate Kavanahs of Shema and Baruch Shem, which then we have to unite into a single Kavanah, which is really the goal of the two separate Kavanahs. And that single Kavanah is the 50th, okay? Which is going to be Hashem Hu Elokim. Okay, that's our 50th. Okay, so V'agam she'ikra tikun b'zeh hu chaser lanu atan. Although it's true that the essential 50th, right, the real 50th, that's missing. We can't have it now. We can't get it now. The asher lanu lagia l'tikun d'chafei v'ko v'ko hamitu. We can't get to the real tikun of Kov 25 and 25, the full 50, you can't get it. However, hinei me'ein ubedugma, in a sense, in a form, in a metaphorical sense, we can, harei nasa akopanim gam ata, we can do this even now, ayidei kavanas hayichud shemesarif la'mem tesosios, through this additional yichud of the kavana of Shema Baruch Shem, that we add on to the 49 letters, that we don't get the real thing, obviously we can't, but we can get some sense, some shemet, some trace of the real thing, some equivalent of the real thing. Okay, fine. Okay, so now he's going to explain for the next page this idea of, okay, so what's this kavana that's going to give us the 50? Okay, umasha kosav arav. So that which the Arizal writes, ki shema ubaruch shem kavod malchuso liolam va'ed heim beiz yichudim. The Arizal says that shema and baruch shem are two yichudim, 25 and 25, which make 50. Kinehu medivrei zohar kadosh b'kama makomos. This idea comes from the Zohar in many different places. Ki shema ubaruch shem kavod malchuso liolam va'ed heim beiz yichudim Hashem echad u'shmo echad. The Baruch Shema and Baruch Shem are two separate kavanos, two separate yichudim that correspond to Hashem echad u'shmo echad. Hashem itself is echad, and Shemo, the name of Hashem, the thing we use to refer to the thing itself, is also echad. Okay, that is Shema, Hashem Echad, Hashem itself. U'shemo Echad Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Olam Ve'ed is the name, right? This is why, as we started off with, Baruch Shem corresponds to Malchus. This is why it's Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Olam Ve'ed. Baruch Shem corresponds to Malchus, our reality, in our place. We can only ever access a name, Bakadosh Baruch Hu. So down here in our world, in our experience, what's the best yichud we can come up with is Shemo Echad, his name. That's the only access we have. But his name isn't his. If I can say his name, if I can think his name, if I can write his name, that's clearly not it, right? Because I can say it and think it, and I'm just a punny little human writing words on a page. Can't be, right? So Hashem Echad itself is something much, much higher and incomprehensible than Shemo Echad. Those are two different things, okay? Vuba Parshas Bereishis. This is in the Zohar in Parshas Bereishis. Hashem Echad u'Shmo Echad. Shrein Yehudim. These are two different yichuds. The Zohar says, "Kad da alma iwa lisyachta
b'dargavah." The Zohar sometimes brings in mamash the opposite, where it's Hashem's name. That's the Hashem being revealed, but when it says Shmai or Makay, there's almost a higher element to the hidden.
Because so this is
like. Now we're taking the first.
So the more hidden something is, the more hidden something is, the higher the thing that's being hidden is.
Correct.
Right. So yeah,
I mean, that's a zera concept.
Yeah, for sure.
Now we're saying the opposite. The name Shmoy is lower than
Shem. So it depends on which perspective you're looking at it from. Depends on which perspective you're looking at it from. 100% the Zohar talks about both of these concepts, right? everything in Kabbalah is always is hakol be'erach. Everything is relative. Depends on where I'm looking at it from. Am I looking at it from imata l'mala? Am I looking at it from imala l'mata? So if I'm looking at it from imala l'mata, so shmo echad is much, much lower. If I'm looking at it from imala l'mata, from imata l'mala, then shmo is much higher. Right, exactly. So these are two yichudim. So one of the yichudim, chad alma ilal es yachta v'dargai. So one is the higher olam, right? This is the higher reality, and it's miyached HaKadosh Baruch Hu in all of his levels, so to speak, within the higher reality. And he explains in brackets here, who kol oro tu partzufei atzilus. This refers to all of the lights and all of the partzufim of atzilus. Liachtam kulam be'echad. To unite all of those different aspects of Atzilus into one thing, Shehem Kulam Echad Mamish, which they're all really one thing. You thought them by itself; they're all united within the Ein Sof, Yisparav Shemo. V'alzehu Ayichud. This is the Yichud Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. This is what we're doing when we say Shema. What we're doing when we're saying Shema is we're saying Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Yud Kei Vav Kei. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is just presence. HaYeholad Yeh transcends past, present, future, transcends any distinctions. That Shem Havaya and Elokeinu. What's Elokeinu? Elokeinu is Midasadin. Elokeinu is creator. Elokeinu is all the different powers. Elokeinu refers to the reality of all the different spheres that exist.
Shem Havaya is Rachman, isn't
that? Shem Havaya is Rachman. Yeah, right. So Elokim is Din. Din is always dividing things, right? Rules divide things, right? Don't drive 65 So there's a difference between 65 and 64, right? Din always creates divisions between them. So the Shem Elokos, Elokim, always refers to Din, and it always refers to all of the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKol Yachol over all the different Kohos powers that Hashem has.
But Kavai is the highest name of Hashem, right? That we know in this in our world.
And it depends on how you look at it, but yeah, let's say.
But it's also used as Din sometimes, isn't it?
No, Kavai is never Din. Havaya is never done. So you can have Havaya that's written with the Nekudos of Elohim.
Yes.
And that refers to something different.
Okay.
Okay.
So what's he getting at over here? When you're saying Shema, you're supposed to have in mind.
When you're saying Shema, that's what you're doing. When you're saying Shema, you're saying Hashem Elohim, Hashem Havaya, Shem Havaya, and Shem Elohim, the unified Rachamim as well as the divided Din, Hashem Echad. It's one thing. Somehow. These are the same thing. They're not separate.
So
they're not distinct.
Just to clarify, he's saying that's what you're accomplishing when you're doing it, or is he saying that's what you're supposed to have? That's the intention when you're saying.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
That would make sense.
How you're accomplishing that is very, very. Hard to, I don't want to describe it. I don't want to describe it.
Can we bring the cheeseburger company to this?
Huh? No. Yeah. No cheeseburgers now.
Okay.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll,
no, I was just going to ask if we can do this.
Oh, no, I have no cheeseburger segue.
Okay.
V'chad, and the other one, V'chad da'almatata. The other one is for the lower world. The other yichud, right? We said there's two yichud in here.
Because you have the
Shema is one yichud, is the higher yichud.
Okay.
And the other yichud, Baruch Shem, is going to be the lower, the yichud of the lower world, l'stachta v'dagai, to unite it in all of its levels. That is the yichud of Shema Echad. Okay, Hashem Echad is Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. That's up there in the purely spiritual reality. It's just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything is just one thing. Even though we can conceptualize, there's Din, there's Rachamim, there's Chesed, there's different aspects, there's Yira, there's Ava. We can conceptualize different lenses through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu is working even up there. But that's all one thing. Okay, and down here, the world that we experience, all the world full of creations and animals, plants, people, things, forces, energies, whatever, chemicals, all of that stuff, which are based on our perception due to the chisaron of the 50th level, they're separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right.
So I'm saying that Baruch Hashem is what is.
Baruch Hashem is being miyachid that this reality, our reality.
When you say
right, not Hashem.
I don't mean to be like stickler, but when you say it's supposed to be miyachid, in what way is it doing that?
In what way is what doing what?
Is the Baruch Shem being miyachid?
So bekavana.
Is it? Are you saying that it is expressing?
It is recognizing
the spirituality even of this world. The spirituality of this world, or
the absolute total complete unity of this world in HaKadosh Baruch
Hu. Right.
So everything in this world is just a yichud. It's just
and,
yeah.
And again, the implication being that
it's both accomplishing it by expressing it, I'm accomplishing it, or by masavin it, I'm accomplishing it.
Okay.
Okay. Right. This is also kind of the idea of ein melech v'lo am. So if I'm not acknowledging it, it's not there. The Kabbalah answer to when a tree falls in a forest and no one's around to see it, the Kabbalah answer is it doesn't make a sound. Because sound is just relative to someone hearing it. Otherwise,
no one hears it.
The same thing like we did a week ago. The same thing we did a week ago on Rosh Hashanah, or Mamla Chakadosh Baruch Hu, what's the point, right? So if we're not doing it, then it might as well not be. The whole point is for us to do it. Okay. V'hakavana shehu levado yisbarach, and the kavana in Baruch Shem is shehu levado yisbarach shema mahave akol, that he, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alone is the presence of everything, is making everything present and existent. Umamsi akol, he makes everything exist. Umashkiach b'kol, and he guides and manages everything. Umanhiges akol, he leads everything, he guides everything. Rock. Havaya Baruch Hu, Levado, only Havaya Baruch Hu, only HaKadosh Baruch himself, Zehu Shemocha, that's Shemocha. Right? Because now what am I focusing on? I'm focusing on all of the things that I experience and perceive as being separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm now being machavin that all those things
are really Hashem.
Right. So the difference here is that in Atzilus, right, Hashem Echad, Shema Yisrael, is talking about the Yichud and the Olam Ilah, the higher world, right? Olam Atzilus. There's nothing separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu there. Nothing even appears separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Right.
But there are this aspect and that aspect. There's spheres there still. Talk about spheres and Atzilus, are tends to, right?
You also have Malachim there.
Right. No, their Malachim are lower than them.
Oh, okay.
There are no Malachim and Atzilus, but that's too separate to exist.
Isn't that Atzilus. Like in the 55 levels?
when we're talking about that being Miyachad Hashem down here, are we referring to like the physical world? Are we saying looking at the physical world and being like, this is all from Hashem? Or are we talking about experiences that we have that we're seeing is all from Hashem? We're talking about all the midos that we're seeing interacting, or like, yes. what exactly?
All of those things, anything we perceive, experience, encounter, feel, taste, smell, touch, whatever, everything
separate
are creations. So, right, feelings are creations, experiences are creations. The heat on my tongue when I eat the popper is a creation, right? The experience of anxiety I have when someone cuts me off on the road is a creation, right? Wow. That the feeling is a breed, is a nivra. Right, so that is a creation. So I'm being yachid. All of those things are the idea.
Wow. So the Eishter, when he created the world, he used the 10 sayings to create the world, right?
Right.
And that it corresponds to the 10 commandments and everything else. But the name, when Hashem created the world, right? He used the name Elohim, right? He used the name.
Yes.
He didn't use. I don't think the word Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei came
correct
until
exactly.
Avraham Avinu.
No, earlier than that, but yes, you're right. Why? Because he's doing everything separate, or the Torah is describing separate things happening. So that's why it's a Shem Elohim.
Yeah.
It's not Shem Avai would be everything, boom, all at once.
Yeah,
right. At the world, stages.
Yes.
State right, exactly. Right. Okay. Kihine, ba'olamas ha'tachtonim, shehu ba'olamas bria yitzira asiya. In the lower world, which are the worlds of bria yitzira and asiya, right? We're in the olam asiya. Hare ein gilu la, or we live. These are not places. These are not planets. These are mindsets. These are consciousnesses, right? Tosfos says in the Gemara when it talks about dalad nifnasim b'pardes, right? Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Meir and Acher and
went to the parties.
They went to the parties, right? Tosfos says they didn't go anywhere. They went somewhere. They went somewhere in their heads. They meditated. They meditated on Shemos. They did Yehudim. They went on a trip.
You know what? I thought
the best kind of trip.
I thought they were honestly. But you said that right now. I honestly thought they were sitting at the table, all of them together, like a seance.
Yeah.
Like,
no. That, so I mean, I don't know if that's exactly what happened, but that seems like
something along those. Yes.
And then, like somebody, one of them right, died so, because
they were just meditating.
So we're not talking about places here. We're talking about awarenesses or mindsets or consciousnesses,
okay.
Right? So my conscious is there's a painting. The painting is on a wall. The wall is solid, right? There are X number of people sitting around at the table. I'm not going to count. I apologize. And right, and this one looks this way, and that one looks that way, and this person smells, and that person doesn't smell. Sorry. Accusing anyone, but right, my entire mindset and conscious is an asiya conscious. I'm absorbing physical reality, right?
But that's these worlds are in the same room, like the
correct. So if I can experience this experience on a higher level, I would be in a different world. I'm still sitting here, but I'm not experiencing.
They're not physical, where they're spiritual worlds.
Yes, yes.
So the angels are,
but again, I don't. We use the word world, because that's the way we normally translate olam. But I think consciousness is a much better translation, right? This is why we say in davening, in the Kamanas and davening, like davening is a every chakras is a procession from asiya to yitzira to bria to atzilus, sitting through the same davening. Just because as you go through the words, atzilus literally means like emanation.
Like for the Excel, like close to.
The best way to describe it is there's a sun. Actually, no, there's a sun. The sun has sunlight. Okay? The sunlight is not the sun, but the sunlight is inseparable from the sun itself.
Gotcha.
Okay? So, for example, there's the sun, there's sunlight, and then there's the hood of my car that's been warmed by the sun that I can fry an egg on in Houston in August. Right? The sun is the sun. The sunlight is something separate from the is an emanation, is a netzal from the sun. Okay, but it's not separate from the sun. You can't take them apart, right? Okay. The heat on my car hood is not that. The heat on my car hood is a separate reality. It's a product, exactly. It's a product. It's a creation of that sun's rays reflected on a certain surface. Okay. That's Briya Yetzira Asiya. That's exactly what he's going to say right now. So Kine Ba'olamas HaTachton, in the lower worlds. There's no revelation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu itself. There's only revelations of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's activities, actions, right? The heat on the hot carpet. Okay? And therefore, down here, we don't know him. We only know his name. That's incessant. We only know his name, right? That's what a name is.
That's what
a name is. This is what it means. This is what it means when the pasuk says Ushmo Echad, right? Ushmo Echad is the reality, the yichud that we can achieve down here. So we can ever achieve down here a yichud of Shmo, because all we ever encounter down here is Shmo. We don't encounter
we can't.
Right? Vakavanahu, and the intent here is, the idea here is Shakohu Rakmi Menu Lavadi's Baruch. That's the Kavana and Baruch Shem for Mahsol and Bed. Everything down here is Mimenu.
Hold on.
Yeah.
I don't mean to argue the point, but just to be a little bit of a stickler. Yeah. So you're saying that you say Shemo is because down here, what you say just like a moment ago.
Within the experience of Briya Yetzira Asiya, yeah.
You're saying what?
We can only encounter Shemo.
As opposed to
Hashem himself.
Hashem, okay.
We can't see Hashem, but we can have.
Is Shina separate from a Kodesh, or is
no?
That...
Nothing is separate from a Kodesh.
Okay,
Shina is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world. That's exactly what we're talking about, right?
Okay.
That's exactly what we're talking about. Okay.
So the Shina Shemo.
Right. That's why the Shina is the thing that is shochein. It's the thing that is right. If you take the Shekhinah out of this world, it's not the Shekhinah anymore. It's not being Shekhinah in anything.
Right.
That's what
you would say that in this way, the Shemo and the Shekhinah are kind of like synonymous.
Maybe. Okay. I don't have
not necessarily.
It sounds right, but I have no basis for okay. V'hu levado asa v'osa v'yasa v'cho hamasim. Okay. And that's the yichud of that's the Kavanah Baruch Shem. That everything down here. All of these things that we experience as distinct, separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they all come from him. He made them, he makes them, and he will continue to make them in all of their minute, infinite aspects. They're all from him. Every tiny little minute thing. Huh? Right about the slot. Okay, yeah.
There's no guarantee he's going to continue to do that.
No, but if it continues, what's continuing.
As long as it's there,
that means that it continues. Exactly. That's what we're having in mind. That's the yichud of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ved. That's the kavana of Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Ved. That's what we're doing.
It's very long
kavana. Shakol hu rak mimalchuso v'anagaso. That everything, this is why we're saying Baruch Shem Kavod Baruch Shem, right? Because we're talking about his name, not himself. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso. His shame is Kavod Malchuso, is the honor, the exaltedness of his Malchus. Le'olam Va'ed. Mimalchuso Vanagaso. Because we're talking about the things that derive from his Malchus, his control, his guidance, his management, his creation, etc. That's what we're doing when we say Baruch Shem. Okay. Vamer Bizar HaKadosh, Ki Milas Va'ed Hu Kamo Echad. Okay. Then, and that's why there's the Yichud here, right? We say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Okay, that's a Yichud. I get that. Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso Le'olam Va'ed. Where's the Echad, right? So the Zohar says that Va'ed is Echad. This makes sense. What does Va'ed mean?
Forever.
Something that is forever, meaning is unchanging, right? Anything that changes is not forever, okay? Because now it's this, and then a moment later it's something different. So that the thing that was first wasn't forever; it was here, and then it changed, and now it's something different. right? Even a slight difference. So, you know, we could have a ship of Sisyphus discussion about that. Anyone? No. Okay, fine. Whatever. But
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Right. So. But the truth is that right? Like I right now am not the same me that was a second ago. I have cells dying. I have cells reproducing. I'm more tired. I'm less more energized. I'm a different me than I was a second ago. So I'm not va'ed, even from moment to moment. So to say that something is va'ed is to say that it's absolutely, completely, totally unified and one. It has no parts, it doesn't change, it's just is.
Constant.
Just is, right? And that is what we're saying the reality of our world is. It's constant. Now, it doesn't look constant.
Right.
That's the point of the ego, okay? And there's a reason why our world is not supposed to appear constant, okay? So that we can get to this ego through that, from there, as opposed to just being that way. There would be no Bechira, and there would be no experience of ecstasy when we actually have that Yichud. So, okay, fine. Okay. V'amru shem gamken, ki shema u'bar shem k'var machzol, and v'erhu yichuda ilo v'tata, right? The Zohar also says that bar shem and shema, this is yichud ilo and yichud tata, the higher yichud and the lower yichud, right? Being miyached, the upper reality of Atzilus and the lower reality of Bria Yitzira. So, ya Hashem echad le'ela, up there is Hashem Echad, Shmo Echad L'Tata, and Shmo Echad is down here. Ayin Shem Baruchah. Look there, it talks about it at length. Okay. V'chein Od B'zeh, Kusamach Alfam Bez, talks about it more later on in Zohar. V'amru Shem, it says there, Begin Da, I see Le Kudsha Berichu Levar Nash B'hai Alma. This is why we are here. For this purpose, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us out into this world. This is why there are people. Lidas, to know, Ki Hashem Hu HaElokim. This is why we exist at all. To know, so that something can know that Hashem Hu HaElokim. Dahu Klala Dechol Araisa, Klala De'elo V'tata. This is the principle, this is the foundational basis, this is the essence of the entire Torah, and this is the essence of upper and lower. Klala Deraza Dememnusa, this is the essence of the secret of the Torah, of Amuna, excuse me, this is the secret of Amuna, begin to use shame male, within which this is a full shame. Okay, he adds in parentheses, Ratzalomar, meaning Hashem Elokim, right? Havaya Elokim, hu shame male, v'shalim, right? Getting to Hashem is only one part, right? Yudke Vavke is one part. Elokim is another part. Hashem Elokim, Hashem Hu HaElokim, that is a long name, so to speak, that's unifying both of those two parts. Okay, that's the Sod of Amunah. Okay, that's the secret of Amunah. De'ihu Raza De'amnu, so this is the secret of Amunah. Uman Ihu, what is it? Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad. What is the secret? The secret is Hashem Echad U'Shmo Echad, right? Shema and Baruch Shem, Hashem Hu HaElokim, that's the secret. Okay. Hashem Echad, what is Hashem Echad? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokim Hashem Echad. That Yichud, that Kavana, that idea, that one, first half of the secret of all Emunah and the entire Torah and the entire purpose for all of existence is Shema. Da Ihu Yichud Echad, that's one Yichud. Ushmo Echad, Baruch Shem Kavod Malchus Olam Va'ed, and Baruch Shem, which is Shemo Echad, right down here, Shemo Echad, his name is all unified. That's the other yichud lemahave shmeichad, in order to create one long name. These two things together are what create Hashem Hu Elokim. Right? Baruch Shem and Shema together create Hashem Hu Elokim. Okay, those two things together.
So why don't we say that during daily?
Why don't we say that daily?
Part of the Shema.
So we're not saying it as part of Shema either. Oh, you mean why don't we say it in general as part of Shema? Ah, so he's gonna tell us. Okay, he's gonna tell us. It's very important.
Don't jump the gun.
Don't jump the gun. I told you he's long. He goes on for a long time. Okay. Okay.
What do you think I was asking?
Huh?
What do you think I was asking?
What did I think?
Yeah,
I
don't know. You're asking a different thing. I'm curious.
I'm not sure. Okay. Shemavur mipnei ma tsev Hashem Echad u'Shmo Echad. It says, oh, again in the Zohar, why does it say Hashem Echad u'Shmo Echad? Barei hayetzarech lomar Hashem u'Shmo Echad. Now he's going to say exactly what you want. Why do we say Hashem Echad u'Shmo Echad? Why don't we say Hashem u'Shmo Echad?
Hashem Echad u'Shmo
Echad. Strangely enough, we're talking about Yichud. Hashem Echad u'Shmo Echad is two separate things. One is one, right? Hashem is one.
And his name
is one. So he's here. His name is here. They're separate. As opposed to Hashem Ushma Lachad. Now, that's Hashem and Shema, right? Why are we saying that the secret of everything, the secret of Emunah, the purpose of everything is to recognize and to know and to really appreciate Hashem Echad Ushma Lachad? That seems like a chisaron in Yehuda.
Was that going back to the original conversation? Being
25 and 24. Possibly. Okay, but right, that's his question.
Yeah.
Why are we having Hashem Echad, right? Haritzarach Loma Hashem Ushmo Hu Echad. Kamasha Kasav Hashem Hu Elokim. Why don't we say Hashem Ushmo Echad the same way we say Hashem Hu Elokim? Right, we're putting them together. They are the same exact thing. That's not what we're saying.
Not really. Because Hashem Hu Elokim is Hashem the Creator. It's a whole different.
No, Hashem Hu Elokim. We're saying that Hashem, the unified, absolute, totally everything melts into it. Hashem Yudke Vavke is the exact same thing as Elokim. Actually, there's no difference between them. We perceive that there's an Elokim. There's din. There's separateness. There's different kochos, etc.
It's a different personality of God.
Right, but there's no different personalities of God. God is God. God is God. That's what we're saying. Hashem Hu Elokim. There's no merciful God and judgy God. There's just God.
Yeah, the thing is,
that's Hashem Hu Elokim.
Because we're human, we try to make God like into a human being because it's hard to understand what Hashem is.
Ah, so yes, of course. So the shachet has the ozen, as the Arizal says, well, the shachet has the ozen to smooth over the ears so that we can like grasp anything. We use these metaphors. We use these.
Shem doesn't have an honor,
right? We describe, right, exactly.
Is what's
right, exactly. Exactly. We use these things.
We need physical
for sure, of course. Yeah. But his question based on the Zohar stands, which is okay, it's fine. So if we're using names, we're using words. Words already are not describing what we're really trying to get at.
Yeah.
Right. So but why are we already using words in a way that takes it away even further from the thing we're trying to get at? We're trying to get at yichud of everything.
Kind of unification.
Exactly. Exactly. So the Amr Sham, so you stay over there. Shehu mishum ki hinei tzarech mitchila liyachid kol echad b'fnei atzmo. Because the reason we say Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad is because before we can say Hashem Hu Elokim, we have to have two separate yichudim. First, we have to have Hashem Echad and Shemo Echad. We have to have Shema and Baruch Shem. Each is a yichud, but each is separate from each other.
Right.
And then, only after we do that, then we can bring them together. Then we can have a Hashem Hu Elokim after them. Why? He's going to explain why this has to be this way.
Okay.
Mishum sheholamos hatachtonim heimolamos hanifradim. Because the lower world, our reality, our consciousness, is separate from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the appearance of it, right? It's the heat on the hood of the car, right? She'ein atzmusam gufa shum elokus klal b'klal chafashon, where it itself is not God, God forbid, right? Right, the table is not God.
Everything is God, right?
So, no. Well,
I'm saying
the table is an expression of God. Table, right? The table is the heat of the sunlight reflected on a physical kli, right? So it creates a table. Okay, that right. But it's not God itself. God forbid. You can't say such a thing. That's pantheism. That doesn't work. Okay. Shehem kulam rak nivram notri menasim. All of these things here in this world, they are creations. They are nivram. They are notrim. They are nasim. V'yichudo bahem hu rak b'masha hu levado him siosam. And the yichud in them, what's the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the realities of our world? It's only in the fact, as we said before on the top of the page, it's only in the fact that he created these things. He makes these things exist.
He makes it possible for them to be.
Exactly. Hu levado mafkiach alehem. He's the only one that guides them and manages them. He leads them, right? That's the yichud down here. The yichud down here is not it. Everything is God. That's wrong.
Everything is from
God. Everything is from God. Everything is managed by God. Everything is decided by God. Everything is hashgacha processed by God. All of that is true down here, but we can't say that all of this is God. Okay? It's, again, it's the heat on the hood of the car. It's not there the sunlight. Vare eino doma inyan hayichud asher balamas b'riyat yitzira sila yichud asher batzilas pavakal. And that means that the yichud of b'riyat yitzira sila, the yichud down here, baruch shem kavod malchus olam ved, is totally different from the yichud of shema yisrael atem lakein atem lachad up there.
Okay.
Umishum sheze gufa harehu michuyav umitzavas hayichud umitzvas hayichud lahav michuyav umitzvas hayichud Lahavin ladaf ech shnevdal yichud shabbat silus. And part of the mitzvah of yichud in and of itself is to appreciate
the separateness of it.
Part of being a genuine appreciation of yichud is an appreciation of separateness. Okay, that if I'm really going to be miyachin you, I can't do it in a sloppy way. I can't say everything is God.
Oh,
right. That's a sloppy way. I can't say Hashem u'shmo echad. Right. Table's God. Chair is God. Poppers are God. Soda is God. No. I can't do that. That's sloppy. That's not only sloppy. It's also wrong. Right.
Well, everything is God. Like I was always taught. Like Hashem, for example, if like you and I are here, right? Because God's saying our name every second. Like
So we're being created by a rutz. We're being created by a Rasa.
Or like tables also being created by a Rasa every second.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. But it's a consequence of an expression of a Rasa.
It almost brings to mind the, you're familiar with the, they say about the Kotzker.
Yeah.
With the Kavamayim Boich. You don't ever heard that? It's like the most, they attribute it to more than one person. But
yeah, I've heard that.
Right, you've heard it probably a bit more. So there was somebody, the Kotzker was supposedly at a table, the Shabbos table. And this guy was eating some food, whatever it was. I was going to, and he keeps eating. And he's like, look over my boy, whatever it is. Everything's look over this. Like, you know, it's like you said, it's just a little sloppy. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So to illustrate, it might helpfully illustrate what we're talking about here.
Right.
I think I've said over this idea before, but there's a famous idea by the Kumarna Rebbe in his commentary on the Zohar. He says when Moshe davens for Miriam, he says, right, Kel na refan na wa, right?
Yeah.
He teaches it as follows. He says, Kel na refan na. He says, God, please heal. Who's he asking to be healed? He's asking God to heal God's self. He's asking for the Shekhinah to be fixed. That's what tefillah is really supposed to be. We're really davening for is for the
rectification
of the Shekhinah. That's what we're really davening. But then the Qur'an says, but then Moshe tags on La, right? Her. Because as even Moshe Rabbeinu, his sister is sick, right? Moshe can't get out of the fact that my sister's sick. I can't just see the Shekhinah here. I don't just see the Shekhinah here. My sister, she's sick. So I have to daven for her too. I can't just daven for the Shekhinah because I'm a person. I have a family. I live in the real world. As much as I'm Moshe, I still live in the real world. And so I have to still daven for her, right? That's even at Moshe's level, we're still experiencing this world as this world. We're supposed to because we're here. If we weren't supposed to, we wouldn't be here, right? Okay, kishamhu hakol. Okay, so this is different from atzilus, right? This the yichud that exists down here is different from the yichud in atzilus. Kisham in there in atzilus, hu hakol elokus gamor yachud umiyuchud betachut bayichud. There in atzilus, everything is just God. There's only God in atzilus. Okay, only God. This is sunlight, right? The rays of the sun. Okay, it's an atzilus, it's an emanation, it's not God itself. God is much, 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 much infinitely higher than atzilus even. But atzilus is still kulo elokus, it's still all godliness. There's nothing separate, or even the appearance of separateness from God. Okay? Liyachto shebo olamos b'ri yitzirash, liyachuto shebo olamos b'ri yitzirash, hu rak al shem himsi mahave osam, hu levado v'chin manheg osam tamed, right? So that's different from the yichud down here of Bria Yitzira Asira, where the yichud down here is that he's managing it, he's creating it, he's constantly creating it. It wouldn't exist without him, but it's still it's a creation. Okay? It's a creation, it's guided, it's managed, it's controlled, etc. And because these two Yehudim are totally different from each other, part of the mitzvah of being miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to appreciate that the Yichud in Atzilus is different from the Yichud in Bia, in Bria Yetzirah Asir. These are two different kinds of unity, or the unity of two different kinds of things. Okay? And you can't be miyachad HaKadosh Baruch Hu if you don't appreciate the difference that you're getting to a yichud from. Because all yichud is, it has to come from an appreciation of difference, just like all tikkun has to come from shvira. All growth has to come from nefila, from fall. If we got into a tzedek because it's almost there, right? All tzidkus has to come from rishus at the beginning, which through tshuva turns into something better. Same thing over here. Yichud has to come through the path of appreciating the period of things, and the period only can only come if my yichudim are acknowledging the separateness of different kinds of yichudim, different kinds of unities that exist at different levels and different senses. So therefore, I have to first be miyachid each one separately. The appropriate one for each one. So first, I say baruch. I say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And I have in mind, I have kavana that up there, yichud ilua, up there from God's perspective, not in this lower world, but up there, everything is all one, all of the different kofos, all the different faces, all the different aspects of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, all the different midos, they're all one thing.
Yeah, but it says that also in Orchot Tzadikim. It says that in Orchot Tzadikim, like the different Mida that we have is all connected to Hashem.
They're all, yes, but our Mida, my Mida is a reflection or an outgrowth or an emanation or a creation of that Mida of HaKadosh Baruch.
Yes.
But that Mida of HaKadosh Baruch is not even separate within HaKadosh Baruch, right? So,
no,
so I have anger, I have anxiety, I have love, I have fear. Where do those come from? Those are coming.
Oh, you're saying I have them because...
I have them because up there, there's a channel in Atzilus called...
Those things.
Ava. There's a channel called Yira, and from that channel is a stained glass through which the Ara Elokus goes through, and now it shines into me with that, and now I have that meaning. But really, really,
yeah, baby.
Those stained glasses up there, those are not separate things. Those channels up there, they're not separate.
Just remember, everything is together at one.
That's Shema Yisrael. Va'yidei kavanas habeit yichudim alala. And then I say, Baruch Shem
is now down.
Yes.
Oh, sorry.
Baruch Shem is now down here, right? Va'yidei kavanas habeit yichudim alala. And through the kavanas of these two yichudim, where each one I'm yachid as is appropriate to it. Baruch Shem and Shema, each one, Atzilus and Bria Yetzirah Asir, Yichud Yuan, Yichud Tata, each one as is appropriate for that one. Then through that I create the Yichud and I create a Giwoy, a revelation in the appearance. That's Hashem Hu Elokim. That's how I get to Hashem Hu Elokim. That's the general Yichud. Shekola as basic Yehudim and Iskar, which includes these two Yehudim, Shem Yehudim Prati and Kolach La'atma, which are separate from each other. Right? So, in other words, what he's saying is that first I start with Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem. Through each of these, I'm mechaven something different. In Shema, I have the kavana and I have the awareness, and I actually create through my awareness the reality that in Atzilus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not down here, the Shechina, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is all one. There are no midos, there are midos, but all those midos are one and the same, and all part of the same thing. They're not separate parts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They're not actually even separate channels of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas HaDin is really Rachamim. Rachamim is really Din. All of these distinctions that we talk about and we can perceive because we experience differences down here. So they're coming from differences up there. Those differences are just, they're not real. Not real. That's Shema. That's what I have in mind when you say Shema. Hashem Elokeinu. Shem Havaya unified everything. Elokeinu, the perceived different aspects, powers, energies, kofos, etc., abilities of God that I perceive because of our differentiated reality down here. Hashem Achad. It's just the same thing. Then, we get to Baruch Shem. Baruch Shem Kol Malchus Olam Va'ed. Down here, everything is unified in a different way. It's not unified in the sense of it's all Elokus in the same exact way, because it's not. What it is there's tables and there's chairs, and God brings them together. And God makes this chair hold my weight. And God makes the table solid, even though it's actually just made up of atoms that are spinning around. And the table is solid and it holds up stuff. And right now I feel hungry and I feel thirsty, and then I drink water and now I'm not thirsty anymore. And all of those experiences, which are all real for us. They're genuine, they're real. They're not figments of our imagination. They're not just like dreams in God's head. They're real. We're experiencing them as real. No, it's not Matrix. From Atzilus, it's Matrix. But in Bria Yetzirah Sira, it's not Matrix. It's real for us. We are genuinely experiencing it as real. That too is all Yichud. In and of itself, everything is being made by God at this very moment. Everything is being managed and created by God at this very moment.
Recreated
at this very moment. At every single nanosecond, everything is being recreated. Meshachus and Veracious, right? Like from scratch. That's Baruch Shem Kol Malchus. That's what I'm having in mind when I say Baruch Shem Kol Malchus. And then when I have each of those as separate, now I can do something even higher.
Read them together.
And put them together with Hashem Hu Elokim, which is taking Hashem, Shem Havaya, which is Atzilus, and Elokim, which is the so-called, right, the din, the differentiated, the particleized version, perception of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is down here. And I put them together and I can say these are the same thing. Even though I just acknowledge
that
they're separate and different from each other. That's why Hashem Elokim is such a powerful and high yichud. Because now I see, I thought I did my yichud, right? Yichud and yichud, oh no, now they're separate. No, now the two separate things, which each in and of them, within themselves, were me, which I was just miyachid, can now be brought together to get to a much, much higher.
So and I can do that.
So I don't have a good explanation of 1, 3, and 7. I don't. I could suggest something. I have no basis for it. But my suggestion would be that Shema is one because yichud law is relatively easy to internalize. Because it's otherworldly anyway, so it's abstract anyway. To conceptualize Hashem Yisrael, Hashem Elokim, Hashem Achad, Yichud Ilah, is that's what it's supposed to be, right? Yichud Tata is harder, so I have to do it again and again and again. I have to sink deeper and deeper into it because as I say Baruch Shem, on Yom Kippur, at Ne'ilah, as I say Baruch Shem, feet hurt, headache. Right, it's much, much harder because all of that stuff is now real to me, right? And it's much harder to sink into a yichud tata because I'm a physical creature in a physical world and I'm experiencing that physicality. So to see all of that physicality as miyachid in a kadosh baruch is much harder. So I need to do it 3 times. And Hashem Elokim, I have to do 7 times. That's the hardest one of them all because now I just successfully acknowledge the abstract, otherworldly yichud law. And this worldly yichud tata, putting them together is the most impossible thing in the world. It's incomprehensible how both of these things can be true at the same time. It's impossible to conceptualize how everything can be God and everything can also be separate and also all be God, but also separate because they're not, I can't say Bria Yetzirah Sira is God, right? We just said that. But I also just said everything is God. How can I put those two things together? That's the hardest of the equation.
And therefore, we need to do it.
We need to do it 7 times. We have to sink into it more and more and more, deeper and deeper and deeper. It's harder to get. But potentially, Yom Kippur is the time.
It's the only time we get there. Is that also we say Baruch Shem out loud?
That's why we say Baruch Shem out loud, because on Yom Kippur, right, he said Baruch Shem quietly is because of the Chisar.
Right.
We're not at 50. We're at 24. We're not at 25, we're at 24. That's why we say Baruch Shem quietly. On Yom Kippur, we don't have to say Baruch Shem quietly because we're the closest to 25 we're ever going to get. And at Ne'ilah, we're at the closest to 25 within the closest to 25 that we're ever going to ever get. And so then...
And that doesn't really... that's not against the idea of the malachim, because they just going together.
Yeah.
It's also a part of the same story.
Yeah. And that's what's happening. That's what's happening on Yom Kippur. That's what we're doing on Yom Kippur by saying Baruch Shem out loud. Okay, we're experiencing now. Again, going back to Ein Melech Velo Am, we're not experiencing it unless we're experiencing it. Right,
so we have to be cognizant.
We have to having the kavana is what makes it real for us. Right now, yes, it's true. Right, we go through Yom Kippur and like Yom Kippur is machaper regardless of whatever you do. Right, that's true. But guess what? This is like levels. Well, also more than that, right? You remember the story of Rav Elazar ben Dedaya?
Yes,
Rav Elazar ben Dedaya.
He was the called Rabbi. That's the one who cried himself to death.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Right.
Rav
Elazar ben Dedaya goes and sleeps with every prophet.
And then the last one,
whatever, right? And he realizes what his life is, and he cries, and he's trying to figure out. And he wants the mountains to save him, and he wants the heavens to save him. And they say, no, you have to save yourself. And he goes and he cries, and he ends up dying. From this experience, whatever the experience is, it's grief or it's actually tshuva or whatever it is. And then Rav Yehuda HaNasi says, right? Rav Yehuda HaNasi cries. Rav Yehuda HaNasi cries and says that he's kona olam v'shah achas, right? So what's the crying? Why is Rav Yehuda HaNasi crying? So different explanations for why Rav Yehuda HaNasi is crying. One explanation for why he's crying is I've worked my entire life and this guy gets it in a second. That's not fair, right? Or alternatively, he's crying because it's so sad. It's so sad because he missed it. Rav Elazar ben Dedaya, he got into Olam Haba, but he totally missed out on everything because he never got to experience any of Olam Hazeh. He never got to experience Olam Hazeh. He died as soon as he realized what Olam Hazeh. No, he had a miserable Olam Hazeh. He realizes how miserable his Olam Hazeh was.
Yeah,
he realized how terrible his Olam Hazeh was. His Olam Hazeh was terrible.
He didn't learn Torah. He didn't have real Olam Hazeh.
He's chasing after this, after whatever he's chasing for his entire life, and he's never actually getting it. He's always moving on to the next thing. His life was miserable. His life was miserable, right? And he finally realizes that, and as soon as he realizes it and he has the opportunity to change, he's dead. Right? So good for him. He's in Olam Haba, and okay, good. That's nice. But Rav Yehuda HaNasi is crying for, what a waste. Right? So, again, this the idea of Yom Kippur is mechaper, right? Whether we do anything or not. But not doing anything means we lost out on the opportunity to actually experience what we get out of doing it. So, so we can talk about, Shema Baruch Shem, Hashem Elokim, what's happening, regardless of whether we understand what's happening or not understand what's happening. But if we understand what's happening, then we can actually experience what's happening. In any case, and just remember, right, what's happening when you get to this Yichud, especially at Ni'ila with Hashem Hu Elokim, you're able to bring Baruch Shem and Shema together into Hashem Hu Elokim at the end of Ni'ila.
That's what Pastor Dave agrees.
What he said here was that you're getting to the Shar Hanun. You're getting to the 50, right? You're completing. That's what he started off, right? He said Shema is the 50th.
Well, you're gonna get
the Tavana in Shema is the add your 50, right? Tavana and Shema add your 50. And that 50, he said, that's loss of level. Really, you only get the 50 loss of level. This is Nila's otherworldly. This is it's an opportunity to step into what will be or what is now, but what otherwise would not only experience loss of love. You can only be that has to be what's going on, because we're getting that extra 50. We're getting that extra one to get to 50 through Hashem will of him and the
Tzibur. Is that where Hashem is in the Malachim? Is that where you're referring to?
Higher than Malachim, for sure. Right, so that's our opportunity.
No pressure.
Where are the no malachim about?
Sorry, one second.